Hey everybody, this is a special Sunday edition of the Red Chair Dialogues, because nobody bothered showing up yesterday, and I'm, I don't want to say stuck here, but I'm here unexpectedly on a Sunday, and Adam decided to swing by after doing his grand Star Wars extravaganza,
pretty much,
where you watched every Star Wars film ever made back-to-back, with only potty breaks in between.
If I could make it.
Okay, fair enough.
If I can make it.
So we're here, and guess what? I'm taping bags again. So it's my favoriteest thing to do in the world. Especially 90s image stuff. Woo! But there's no point in taking the books out of the bags.
When Nick was, I guess when you were gone and Jeremy was doing this, Nick actually called that the background sound to this podcast.
Okay. I'll get it on a loop.
Bagging and boarding.
And I've heard from Jeremy, I guess... Jeremy's wife is quite the taper, because Jeremy is not a good taper. Jeremy is a little too, I guess, obsessive-compulsive when it comes to taping stuff. I think 14 minutes per book is a little much to apply a piece of tape. But, so, been kind of a weird day so far. But nothing too exciting. I get to actually leave early today to go to my son's blue and gold Cub Scout banquet. So, very excited about that.
I think I did one of those one time.
Before you were an Indian princess?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Before that.
So what'd you read lately that was good?
What did I read?
Yes.
Comic books, mainly.
Oh, wait, and say who you are.
Oh, this is Adam.
Hey, Adam's here. It's shocking. I know. We asked some other people to come, but they said no. Like Ryan, we specifically begged and pleaded, and he said no, he doesn't like doing these. So.
Yeah, he said he hates podcasts.
Last week was enough for him.
And comic books.
No, he didn't.
We couldn't get
Whoa, back. That's a cover. Holy cow. Sorry, Savage Dragon 33 has, I guess, his girlfriend is giving birth.
Right on Sorry. The cover.
Right on the cover. Yeah, hello.
Wow.
I did learn something today. I did not realize that Ravage 2099, or as it was explained to me before, Ravage, guy came in looking for Ravage, made it like 33 issues. That really surprises me.
Ravage.
I remember reading number one back in the day and didn't read number two. But yeah, no, what did you read lately that's been good?
Speaking actually of Ravage, I was going through a guy from work, actually. It's been a while since he brought these, but he brought this box of just random trading cards. And inside of it were DC and Marvel trading cards.
Don't tell Nick.
And there were tons of, like, there were two I had on Ravage. But yeah, they were kind of neat. I was looking them up, and as I was going, I was, like, going through all the boxes and everything. None of them are worth anything. I didn't think they would be.
I think the time came and went for the card business.
Well, the way I see it, if the comics from the 90s aren't worth that much, then the cards are probably not worth much either.
Yes, sadly.
So, a book that I read, actually, because I mentioned two on the Wednesday podcast that I really enjoyed, which I can talk about again a little bit. But one that I didn't get a chance to read then was The Dark Knight.
Okay.
I actually just like this book now. At first, when it first came out again, it wasn't one of my favorite. I thought it was kind of far-fetched. Then you had that whole One-Face thing, which kind of threw people for a loop. But it's kind of going in kind of a cool direction. It seems to be using some characters that the movies have used, too. One in particular this week is Bane.
What? He's in a movie?
He's going to be in a movie. It's crazy. But, yeah, he was in it, and he's actually supposedly the big character on the cover.
Yeah, on the cover, so breaking Batman's
back. Can't really
back.
Ruin so much, but...
No, that's...
it's already on the cover when you pick it up, so... which kind of defeats the purpose of...
Well, it wasn't was it a surprise?
Kinda, because in the story they didn't really say who...
Okay. I remember
who
in
was behind any of that.
That one Time Masters miniseries, it had Reverse Flash on the cover, and then he actually didn't appear until the very last page, and it was supposed to be a surprise, and you're kind of like, guys.
Yeah, kind of told that away.
So that's gotten good. I think I read three, and that's as far as I made it on that one.
Yeah, actually, I think the most disappointing Batman book for me right now, not necessarily disappointing, because I kind of like all the Batman books. I don't really have a problem with any of them, but I think Detective could pick up just a little bit.
I hit the wall on number four with a lot of them. Not the wall, but just things got busy, and I missed a lot of fives.
Yeah.
And I'm still trying to get caught up.
Well, the best one going right now is Batman. Scott Snyder. I mean, it's just a really good book.
Yeah, setting a lot of stuff up, especially that last panel where you see that there's not just one bad guy. There's going to be a lot of bad guys.
And, that's the thing. And I've been seeing some of the drawings online of different ones.
Yeah, and the idea with the big crossover where it's crossing over with so many books is each character is going to be fighting their own talent.
Yeah.
It's not going to be just one guy that everybody's running around fighting. So that's kind of cool.
And Nightwing is supposed to be the first on the crossover with it, right?
Yeah. That's like a prequel to it, the next issue. Or not, number eight. Number eight of Nightwing.
It's going
to
be kind of different seeing a different writer write about the Talon.
Yeah.
That's going to be kind of neat. Because I don't know. It's kind of new, so you can't really decide yet who can write better Talon. But in Batman and Robin, I think is next
that
on
one,
my list.
Yeah, that one's been very good. I'm definitely, after the end of the last one, I can't wait to see where this is going.
Yeah, it's really, just a really good book. I'm enjoying Nightwing.
I'm behind. I think I just haven't read the most recent one. I read the one where he's fighting the demon, which I think was number five.
Yeah. Which that one was kind of
weird.
Different.
Half filler, half moving the story ahead.
Yeah.
I read Aquaman. I really like that. That was a very good issue.
The one with Mira in it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought that was a really good book. The other one I really liked was Green Lantern New Guardians.
I'm behind on that. Don't say what happens.
Yeah, no. All I know is I just love this team up between Kyle and Gloomis or whatever his name is.
Little Gloomy.
Yeah. He's just funny.
I read Red Hood and the Outlaws, and I know a lot of people were confused with it because it was showing Nightwing and stuff. I think you just need to read it. If you actually just read it and didn't skim through it, it makes perfect sense.
Did you see they on the Nightwing cover, they were saying that they were subtly, you know, bashing on Marvel because the cover had symbols of different characters that he was beating up on them?
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Yeah, he... Here, let me actually get that book. They said that on each three people, there's Marvel symbols on them. The one guy he's beating up here to the left
the
is a Punisher.
Yeah.
Captain America's star, and this guy's a spider tattoo.
Oh, those guys. Those wacky companies.
Who knows if that's... That still seem kind of odd that it is the Punisher skull, and that is a star, so... Not really a gang symbol is a star.
It might be. You don't know the gang.
That's true. The Star Gang.
The White Star Gang, exactly.
The White Star Gang. I wouldn't think they'd be fighting with the White Skull Gang. But...
Well, you never know.
Who knows?
See, another one I read that was interesting was the new DC Universe Presents with the Challengers of the Unknown.
How was that?
It was okay. My concern is there wasn't enough there to get people who were giving it a shot to come back. I'm going to keep doing it because I just kind of like the whole idea of the Challengers. And it's definitely a different take where it's more of like a reality show thing. But, yeah, I just don't know if that one's going to work. Just looking at the wall. What else did I read? Green Lantern Corps, I was a little disappointed. Just kind of wrapped up really clean. Oh, iVampire, number six. That was fantastic. Leading into a Justice League Dark tie-in. And Justice League Dark was one of the books that I was most looking forward to with this whole relaunch. I just like all the characters. I like the writer. And it's just been... just nothing's going on. And this one really just kind of sets up the crossover with iVampire.
This one right now?
Yeah. Mm. It ends with the big crossover, or leading into the big crossover. And
Constantine is on Justice League Dark, right?
Right. Which was my big go-into with that. And I like how they're talking about the relationship he had with Zatanna, so they're playing into all that. So I like that. But, I'm trying to think, what else did I read? I haven't read Superman yet. I've heard not-so-good things about it.
I read the Spider-Man Annual. I don't know if you've read that.
Annual? I read the point one.
The point issue.
Yeah, I thought the point one was okay.
I enjoyed that. I thought it was kind of cool they went back to the whole... because we knew it was Michael Morbius.
Right, we knew that from Spider Island.
Yeah, and I thought it was kind of neat seeing why he was there. He's trying... Well, Michael Morbius has only been trying to do the same thing for over how
Since
many years.
He was He's first introduced.
To heal himself and... But he, it was kind of neat seeing him again in the books and them bringing back some of these characters. And Dan Slott brings him back in a good way, I think. I think he knows how to write even the old characters and bring in some new characters as well. Some we haven't seen that he's created for a while. Like, I haven't seen Mr. Negative for a while.
Yeah.
I haven't seen...
Well, we're trying to stay positive, so...
Yeah, well, that's true. But yeah, but no, it was a good run, or good book.
Good run? Run of an issue?
Run of that issue.
And we're getting ready to fire up what's coming out soon is Ends of the Earth.
Yeah.
We'll see where that's going.
I really want to read that book.
I read Avengers last night. I thought that was really good, and again, I'm...
Avengers or New Avengers?
Regular Avengers.
Okay.
Where basically they're showing how Osborn is taking over. Sorry, we've got a Marvel fantasy masterpieces in a Mylar. It's like, I understand where you're going with this, but not really Mylar worthy. I'd like to see this play out, and I just don't know how AVX is going to tie in with all this stuff or how they're going to be able to keep going.
I don't think we're going to see it. Oh, in Avengers? Yeah. I can't really figure
Norman's
that out.
Because Norman's kind of... I don't want to
say... seems like it's coming up on us pretty quick and they haven't really done much right yet to finish it up.
Yeah, that was one thing I read online where it was another retailer kind of saying, you know, neither of the books are set up for this or set up for a big conflict. They're both kind of going their own way and it's going well.
Yeah.
But I'm enjoying how Norman's kind of squirreling back into power with this. So we'll see. We'll see where it goes. But
yeah.
I'd like to read more of this, so...
I like the whole idea of Hammer coming back as its own. Because, you know,
yeah.
I get kind of tired of the terrorist organizations that they have. And it's kind of neat that he is, in a way, in a terrorist organization, but he isn't in another way. You know, so you don't really see too much of that. So of them creating something new, and Norman Osborn leading, I've always been a Norman Osborn fan, so...
Yeah, the one thing that concerns me is just how he seems to be omnipotent when he's in these power positions, and I just don't get where he's getting that. And this one does play up his strength thing a little bit, where Cap is, like, surprised how strong he is. Or was it Cap?
It was
Vision. Vision.
Oh, yeah, he was fighting Vision. Trickshot was even. I don't know.
Yeah.
Remember if that was that.
Yeah.
That might have been New Avengers. He did that.
Yeah, Trickshot.
Arm.
Yeah, and then he threw
like,
Nick Cage. Or Luke Cage. Sorry, Nick Cage.
Yeah. So, hopefully he doesn't throw Nick Cage. He's been every superhero in comic book. I've actually really liked this. I've been waiting for... this whole Osborn thing to go on. I was expecting it to be a little bit different. I thought he was going to lead some sort of almost... something a little bit different, you know? Almost like a gang, like...
Yeah, or a shadow group, you know, something
not
out in public.
It does seem... because they were making it as, like... it was almost like a cult forming, you know? That they were getting tattoos of goblins on their arms if they believed in Norman Osborn and stuff like
Shadow
that.
Shadowhawk number one. Oh, yeah.
I don't think there's another one.
Oh, two copies. Even better. That's 50 cents. sorry. Oh.
No, but I really like New Avengers. Was that
New Avengers was good. It was setting up the, you know, the kind of the fall, the embarrassment. I'd like to see this storyline go on and on. Or not on and on, but I'd like to see it play out. Some other news, I'm sure we'll talk about it on Wednesday, but Bendis taking over the X-Books, as reported by Bleeding Cool. So we don't know how true or accurate that is, but my initial reaction is why only in the sense of they have all this, you know, hot new talent. Where are they? Why aren't they, you know, getting their shots? I know,
maybe
like,
they're throwing them on Avengers.
Yeah, they've had Gillen on some, and they've been doing stuff, but just weird to give, you know, the whole thing over to Bendis. It's like, let him do his little things. I'd much rather see him put out more Scarlet, more Brilliant, more powers.
We're seeing him too much doing this type of stuff, and it gets kind of old after a while.
Okay, so it's kind of funny as I'm going through the boxes here, and I came across a Marvel Team-Up 62 that clearly was left outside because it is only blue. A couple different shades of blue, but all the red is gone. It's kind of funny. So it's a cautionary tale. I'm going to leave that one out. So this is what happens.
It's kind of yellow now.
Yeah, but it's kind of just a white and blue cover.
I'm sure the blue was probably darker. Blue's really bright, though. If you're a blue,
it's a cool
fan.
It's a cool blue. I'll give you that.
If you're a fan of blue, this is the issue that you're gonna want.
If Adam doesn't buy it first, it's a rare variant.
Rare blue variant. Sans every other color.
Like I was telling Adam, there's a store where I grew up. The store I used to go to out in Chicago, and when I went back there with my wife, just to kind of show, hey, this is where I used to go. They had I think it was X-Men 101 with Phoenix rising out of the water that had been there probably since I had been going there, and it would look just like this, white and blue. It's like, man, good book, but, you got to change it up every once in a while.
Yeah.
Oh, here's a book, January 97, Spider-Man, 101 Ways to End the Clone Saga. Yeah. Nice, they could poke fun at themselves and us for buying it all.
Yeah. Oh, I tell ya.
What other?
I know, I had one that I just read. It was really good. Oh, I read Cap and Bucky.
Okay.
I've really been enjoying Cap.
I'm waiting
for
Cap and Hawkeye.
I'm going to probably stop reading
this Cap
about
and
that
Buckeye,
time.
So.
I'm a little curious. Are they going to keep that number?
Yes.
They are. The Captain America book.
Yeah, that's... Yes, so now it'll be Captain Hawkeye 630 or whatever, yeah.
Wow, that's dumb.
How do you really feel, Adam? Jeez.
I'm honest. Especially now they have a Captain America book out that has such a low number. It makes it seem like...
Well, remember, Marvel likes big numbers and little numbers. It's the ones in the middle that they don't like and try to find a way around. Because Wolverine got to 20 and then all of a sudden, hey, 300, yeah.
Yeah, they have to get to a special anniversary issue.
Yeah,
for
now it's
going to
hit
up.
320, and they're going to go, oh, we need to do something here. We don't like this. This number doesn't mean anything. Let's relaunch a new number one. Yay!
But yeah, I have been liking this book, frankly, because it's going back into Captain America's past a little bit, which usually all Captain America books do in some way, but I like how they're introducing. Finally, they've introduced, or brought back, not introduced, because we already know him, the original Human Torch, which you're seeing a lot more.
Okay, because I was wondering, because I remember there was that storyline
where he came back.
Yeah,
we haven't...
the Faceless Man or whatever, where somebody was trying to steal him and Bucky and Black Widow tried to stop him.
Somebody tried to, that's right. I guess that's, they brought him back then for after that.
Okay.
I don't know. But he is back, and I think he's part of the Secret Avengers, actually.
Okay.
I think that's the Human Torch we'll see on that we saw in the promos when this was going to be with a new team.
Okay. I haven't read any of the new Secret Avengers. I feel bad about that, but
it's okay. I mean, I don't know. Not too much has really happened. It's really big. Besides, they all got really beat up. That was pretty well it.
Doesn't seem good.
It's one of those things that it's just like, oh, we haven't been a team for that long, and we all just went out there. None of us have trained together, even though they're all experienced Avengers, pretty much. Not all of them were experienced.
Had Venom,
in some
I saw
way.
Venom on the team. Wasn't he on the team?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
He's they introduced
the
Flash
cover?
Thompson into the Avengers,
okay.
Which seems really
that
funny
makes sense.
That I'm saying
yeah.
Flash Thompson is in the Avengers.
Well, then we'll get Mary Jane Avenger and.
Okay.
Gwen Stacy.
We all thought she was Jackpot.
That's true,
time.
We did.
What happened to Jackpot?
They killed her.
Well, they killed the one running around as Jackpot.
Right. Oh, yeah, but then it was the... Yeah, yeah. I don't know. It's a lost plot thread that I'm sure they'll revisit at some point.
Well, she was using mutant growth hormone, right? One of them.
Yeah, she was doing something.
That's a big thing in Marvel.
Mutant growth hormone?
Yeah, MGH. MGH. Hey, somebody else was using that a while back.
Norman Osborn? No.
Maybe. Oh, Nitro.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, that's been a while. They gave it to him. That's what started the whole Civil War. Because somebody gave him mutant growth hormone.
All comes around.
He was
one
able
big
to
circle.
Blow up a whole town, pretty much. I was reading Wolverine about that time when that went out. That wasn't a bad issue, but it was just like, I just wanted to see it because I wanted somebody to go after him for starting Civil War. So,
didn't Namor have him?
They gave him to Namor because of Namorita, who was
killed.
Right. And I think they said basically that it's different being up here in the punishment because down there they basically peel off his skin while he's alive. So,
oh, cool.
I have no idea what happened to Nitro.
Okay.
So,
Nick? Oh, he's not here. Darn it. I had another question for Nick. So maybe if Nick's listening, maybe he'll answer the next time we talk. One of the things going through this collection, a lot of stuff I'm seeing are these Malibu books. And I remember long ago Marvel bought Malibu. And did they ever do anything with any of those characters? So remember, at first there were some crossovers in the Malibu line. I remember there was some Phoenix story. Saw some Juggernaut stuff. Gambit versus Nightman. But I'm just wondering, we haven't seen anything in a long time.
Huh.
Just wondering if anybody would know.
I don't know if I've heard of characters from that series.
Malibu? Well, Malibu might predate you. That was mid-90s. Huh. As is all these great books.
More than when I was reading.
That I'm looking at. Oh, gotta love them. But it's kind of funny looking at all this stuff. And these books were all $1.95. And I just wonder, man, could anybody... I know it's hard, especially now with the books at $4, most of the Marvels.
And I like how the thing that's probably the oldest here in this old pile is faded.
That's not faded. That's super faded. Ooh, the Return of Kane. Hey,
ooh.
Isn't he back?
Yeah, that's something everybody should have because... wait, what is that? Maximum? No.
This is just Spider-Man 66.
Oh, Return of Kane. That actually ties into another book, I'm pretty sure. I don't think you can read that full thing unless you read, like...
Well, no, that's part 4 of 4. Yeah, that'd be crazy to try to read that.
Yeah, that's 90 Spider-Man.
Yeah, you probably have to get... Yeah, Spectacular Spider-Man, Amazing Spider-Man, and Shiftless
Spider-Man.
That's another
one you're holding right now. Actually,
No, this is part 3 of 3 of Media Blizzard.
Yeah, Media Blizzard is actually... when Jeremy was sorting during the last podcast that we had without you, he actually came across a Spectacular Spider-Man that had Media Blizzard on it.
Wow.
I actually mentioned that I have that issue of Amazing Spider-Man.
Oh, well, then you need this one.
I don't know how much I really want
apparently
to read
it looks
Media
like
Blizzard.
Looks like I have a couple copies of it.
That's true. I like it when comics don't cross all over the place because it makes it really easy to collect.
Yes.
What's they're doing now? I mean, Spider-Man's never really crossing over with
no,
bunch,
that's
so,
well, he
yeah.
just crossed over with Daredevil. What are you talking
well,
about?
Well, I mean, no, that's fine, but it's when, like, they do, like, majority of stories. Like, that was probably right after... Media Blizzard was probably right after the Return of Kane.
Look at that Scarlet Spider.
Ooh.
You gotta love that. Scarlet Spider number one in its Virtual Mortality part 3 of 4. Okay, so you buy this number one and you'll have no idea what's going on because it's... in the middle of a storyline.
And, Spider-Man, what's that say? Final Adventure?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Because remember, wasn't Peter going to quit being Spider-Man or something?
He's done that many, many times.
What?
Yeah, remember No More Spider-Man? That's issue 150. He quits. Throws his costume away.
I do have a
One
Spider-Man. Yeah, 238, but no tattoos. Very sad. Very sad.
Oh, the first appearance of Hobgoblin.
Wait, Spider-Man quit being Peter Parker? What?
Yeah, you actually just had that issue. It said,
Parker no more?
Parker no more.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Oh, yes.
Actually, you might be coming across there. There it is.
Oh, this is
right
such
now.
Good stuff. Amazing Spider-Man with Shriek.
Oh.
And who's that? Carrion, I think?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's disease-ridden, but here's your Parker.
No oh, there we go. There we go. Shrieking Part 3. Yeah, at least these were all in Amazing Spider-Man.
You ever read Maximum Carnage?
Long ago, yes.
That is a it's okay, but wow, does that have, like, characters that I do not care about in it. Like, I wouldn't mind just Carnage, but, like, Shriek and Carry On.
Didn't that have, it had the Doppelganger?
Doppelganger. He's kind of interesting, but, you know, if you don't really know his background or who he is, he's like an alien, I thought.
Something like that. Or an alternate dimension.
Yeah, an alternate dimension, yeah. Somehow he got stuck. I don't know what
happened. Oh my gosh, look. Peter Parker's turned out they're robots. Oh.
Yeah.
Tragedy.
Were they robots?
I hate when that happens. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they were robots.
I thought they were clones. I thought that was like the beginning of... Might be right. I don't think I've read that, actually. I have it. But I have stuff that I haven't read. Mostly bought here.
Wait, Dan, I know you were manufactured, a construct, a fake.
Could still be a clone.
Oh, and then the Vulture kills his mom.
Aw.
Oh, no.
He's like, not again.
And she aged.
Oh, robots can't do that.
Oh, man. No wonder he wanted to kill that guy.
Oh, but is he Ben Reilly in this, or is he Peter Parker? Who knows? You need to start selling the Scarlet Spider hoodie here.
Yeah.
That back in the side.
With pouches? With or without pouches?
Yeah, I always need ankle pouches.
Okay, we'll do that.
If you can get some of those.
Scarlet Spider hoodie with ankle pouches. I'll see what I can do. See if Leafield has any extras.
Yes, he has them lying around. Do you think he just likes
pouches? You need pouches? That was funny, as I was doing some... Profit was created by him, and I'm looking at him. He's wearing that same headgear that... Shatterstar was, and Tony was here, and we were trying to figure out why. Was it a case that he couldn't draw ears, so he gave everybody boxing headgear?
Well, I think he did his worst on Captain America. Wasn't that who was...
Yeah, I came across those today and kind of cried a little bit inside.
You have to. I like how somebody showed, like, it's kind of awful, but online they have a picture of what he would look like without... that shirt with the Captain America shirt.
Yeah.
And it's just...
Well, there was one cover...
Works.
I got a something where the woman, it was just ridiculous. She had, her back was a U. It's like...
Somebody needs to see a chiropractor.
Yeah. She's not going to be walking. Oh, trial by jury. Oh, this stuff is... Oh. Should bundle this up. Can't miss. Must have 80s reads.
I love the... Random Mylar, though.
There you go. There's Maximum Carnage. Yeah, Spider-Man 6 of the McFarlane books in Mylar. Yeah, really? Nope, I got another something else in Mylar coming up here.
Maximum Carnage was a book that jumped over. Now, this one, I don't think it did. What is that called? Roundhouse Robin?
Round Robin, Sidekicks Revenge. Yes, with Nova and Punisher and Night Thrasher and Moon Knight.
That's a...
That's,
90s team up that I've ever seen one.
That's a quality book.
Even though I probably haven't, but I have a bunch of Spider-Man, so.
Yeah, that's because you're a completist. Look at that. And then we jump to Spider-Man 312, a McFarlane one, with $5 written in pen on the bag. Interesting.
What, is the bag worth $5?
No, I think the book is, but that's how they priced it. Okay, and what's in Mylar here? I hope it's a Spider-Man 300. That would be very cool.
It's Amazing Fantasy number 15.
Oh, not bad. Okay. Spider-Man 6, 261, the Charles Vess Hobgoblin cover.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty cool.
I don't know if it's Mylar worthy, but...
Actually, all these Hobgoblin issues are pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's a good
there
run.
There we go. There's, yep, 251. Oh, holy crap! Okay, we got another Stan Lee book, signed book. Amazing Spider-Man 251. What does that say? Final Showdown? Or he's holding the Hobgoblin mask up out of the water.
Yeah.
Well, that was a bonus. You were here live as we found yet another Stan Lee book. So that's pretty cool.
What's funny, I was just flipping through these and I didn't even see this one. You were at the counter. I love how there are, like, random books, though, that have Stan Lee,
yeah.
But since it's Stan Lee's character, this is okay.
A couple X books, but he didn't sign any of the Ravage that he actually wrote. That's the crazy part.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Well, I don't know.
People get
Very
Stan
few
Lee
people,
to
I think, would sign, you know, ask him to sign a
actual Stan Lee
Ravage.
Book. Yeah.
No offense, Ravage. But.
It's a really cool cover, though. I always like this cover where he's... It's assumed that the Hobgoblin's dead.
Right.
So
oh, endings. There we go. That's what it says.
Very nice. 251. Put that one aside there.
I will, because I know you want that.
I might. You never know. That's really cool. One that I just really, if, when he's here, I especially want to get out there and have him sign something. It's Spider-Man number 50. That's Spider-Man number 50, and it's pretty good, and that's actually written by him. So.
If you ask him if he'll sign it in gold Sharpie.
Yeah.
And then when you sell it to me, I won't even know it's there. Well, that day he apparently was.
Was this in the same...
Yeah, same one as the others, yeah. Huh. Silly me, as I was going through box of 90s crap, I didn't notice that.
Why isn't this in Mylar?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Very nice.
Maybe I'll have to take that Spider-Man 6 out of the Mylar and put that one in it.
There's a lot of Spider-Man in this collection.
There is. A lot of, I don't want to say bad Spider-Man. Well, yeah, not good 90s Spider-Man.
Spider-Man,
yes. We were watching that commercial last night. That was very funny. Chad was here, and there's the commercial where the guy goes, "I want you to call me Rock God."
Yeah.
And so he said, "Okay, I want you to call me Superman." And Siri went, "Okay, I'll call you Superman." Just kind of funny. So Adam wanted to do that. I said, "Okay, it'll be Spider-Man or Spitterman."
I'm not a big fan of that commercial. There's another Media Blizzard.
This is the Amazing Spider-Man. The other one was, I think, the Peter Parker, or possibly Spectacular.
Oh, that's the one I have.
Oh, okay, this one.
I don't have any.
Well, then you need the other one. Okay.
Who knows? You do have a complete series.
The Return of the Amazing Spider-Man in issue 407. I'm assuming the clone had something to do with this.
I didn't know Chad had a phone that had Siri on it.
Yes, oh yes. He talks to Siri all the time, although he doesn't talk to him. Oh, look at that. The Amazing Scarlet Spider was right before this. Look at that.
Signed by Stan Lee?
No.
Oh.
Cyber War Part 2 of 4. So apparently, the Amazing Scarlet Spider you're supposed to read right before Scarlet Spider.
Hey, would it raise the value of your store if Stan Lee came in and signed the wall?
You know, sadly, I don't think so, only because the wall's not mine. And I don't, you know, I can't really sell the walls.
Well, we try. I guess we're just stuck.
That's
with
a whole
song.
Lot of pink on the cover of that Amazing Scarlet Spider. Yeah, Amazing Scarlet Spider number 1, Virtual Mortality Part 2 of 4. Somebody's not understanding. Okay.
That is a lot of pink on that issue. What is that?
That's a lot of pink.
Amazing Spider-Man.
Amazing Scarlet Spider. You think it would be more
Scarlet
than pink.
Yeah. It's not an autograph, is it?
No. Oh, that'd be cool. But no, I don't think so. Oh, and there's the female Doc Ock. I remember that. Yeah, that didn't go over real well.
Yeah.
Oh, and this has an overpower card inside. It's still there. I can feel it. Oh, yes. It's worth every bit of that $1.50.
How well do your Scarlet Spider books sell?
You know, it, the new one's selling quite well. I'm very happy with this.
Yeah,
the
I
kind of
figured
that
would.
But I do not see people digging into the back issue bins. Although, who knows? I might be out. I really haven't checked. So maybe now is my perfect time to restock my Scarlet Spider issues.
I never really go back to the S. I always stay in the Amazing Spider-Man. Spider-Man.
Well, this is the Amazing Scarlet Spider.
Huh.
Now, that one looks faded, but I don't think it is.
Isn't he dead?
Who?
Supposedly.
Ben Reilly? Yes. Yeah. Ben is dead.
He evaporated
dead.
Or something.
Yeah, he, like... Didn't he get hit with the goblin glider and then melted or something happened to him? Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Maximum clonage.
That ended
They're
the
fighting.
Whole thing of, is Peter the clone or is Ben Peter?
Right.
Wow. That's like a soap opera right there, you know?
It was when you were reading it, and it never ended.
You can tell by the trades that come out.
Well, yeah, they even did a one-shot here, how to end it. They didn't know how to end it. That's fun hearing that, that was a sales thing. The whole thing was supposed to go 6 issues that they reprinted recently where they had it, the actual story done. But then it was selling so well, the sales department kept saying, we need more, and it ended up going like 2 years.
Oh.
And then they realized, ooh, I think we did too much.
I kind of was concerned about Spider Island because it was the same antagonist.
Spider Queen?
No, it was, yeah, Spider Queen. No, Warren, no.
Professor Warren, the Jackal.
Yeah, the Jackal. I thought it was...
Yeah, I couldn't even tell you what happened in Clone Saga.
Spider Island? Oh.
No, Spider Island I remember. The Clone Saga, it's a blur that I don't want to relive. Oh!
Something fancy?
That's interesting. No, if you catch the back of the bag, you can see like where the Tombstone 400 cover. You can kind of see it.
Oh, yeah. There it is.
I know.
Does that mean he has another one?
That means Aunt May died. Oh, she got better. That was a clone.
That was a clone. God. Wasn't it a clone?
I think it was a clone.
Yeah, it was a clone.
Who would clone Aunt May?
That was my question. Kidnapped her or something.
Why? Why would you clone however old lady? I don't want to besmirch her. I don't want to sully her reputation. Call her 80 years old.
One day, but... in case she got shot.
Okay. Oh, hey! This is one of the books. I think it was this particular one that caused me to stop reading Spider-Man.
Really?
It's Spider-Man 399, Smoke and Mirrors Part 2.
Was it that bad?
It wasn't that bad. What it was I couldn't find it. And at that time, I forget wherever we were living, the only place I could really get the comics was at like Walden Books. Uh-huh. And they were out, so I was hunting down this issue. Because I had 1 and 3... but I couldn't read it until I read number 2, and then when I finally did, it was stupid. It was a little 3 issues that didn't go anywhere,
well,
just totally padding the plot, and I was so angry when I finally read it. I'm like, you know what? As soon as this clone thing's done, I'm done.
But so, now you're good. You can
now I can yeah
you
now
can
I can read
catch
it,
up
yeah.
on Spider-Man now.
But that one made me angry.
What is this thing inside the?
I don't know. Oh, it's the Mighty Marvel mini catalog.
Oh, that's worth more in the book.
That's worth keeping with the book. Well, we'll keep it. Somebody decided to keep it with the book, which has Spider-Man teaming up with Daredevil in his armored costume, back from the edge.
Oh.
And the most shocking ending of all. Oh, since it's out of the bag.
Let's see how it is.
Oh, Spider-Man's dead. That's what happened.
What?
Oh. He died, yeah.
You sure it wasn't Spider-Man?
Yeah, but Owly's dead and buried, and so apparently is Spider-Man. Dun, dun, dun. Well, now I have to find Spectacular Spider-Man 219 to see what happens.
I like how you just did that through the end of the book.
That's what it said. It said continued in.
Oh, man.
Not that good. Nick is. Nick could have told me that.
Well, that's just telling your customers right now you need to get them in to get this book. And Spectacular.
It will not be in a dollar box. It's far too valuable for that.
Exactly.
This is where this doing this kind of gets tedious. When you're like, oh, I remember these books. I hate these books. At least a lot of this collection was Image, which I kind of enjoyed only because I never had
those
books.
It's a fancy
books.
Issue. It's one of those
this is
upside
a
down
flip book.
Flip books.
It's foil flip book. Do I show that cover or that cover? Ooh.
Usually it's the other cover.
Well, I'm going to show this one. I'm going to throw people off and they'll buy both.
Oh, yeah.
Sneaky then.
Gotta watch this guy.
Look at him. Well, that was pretty cool finding a signed Spider-Man. Another Stan Lee signed book.
Would have been great to be a Stan Lee written book, but whatever.
Hey,
it's a Stan Lee character. All these books always say Stan Lee presents.
That's right.
Was he the editor there at the time? Editor in chief?
Oh, I'm coming to the sensational Spider-Man.
Let's
even
see.
Better.
I'll look. Did you actually open this book yet?
I did not. I just came across it, man. Did you see me open it?
It could be like
it's like on Wednesday when people ask me if I read all the books yet. No, I haven't.
I'm not wearing gloves like comic books.
Oh, Adam, you're going to ruin it. Don't touch the signature. It'll wear off.
Oh, man. It's still wet.
Don't bend it like that.
I think he did this before.
You're folding that over like Joe Fellow.
Oh, man.
Or I'm sorry, Joe F.
Have you noticed it's almost a year now and he's still a 20-year comic book veteran?
I think we bumped him up to 21 at some point.
Did we?
Yeah. We graduated him.
We graduated him. This book looks pretty good. I'm giving it my approval. Which means everything.
Well, you touched it now. You have to buy it.
I'll tell you another thing about this book. This book leads into Secret War.
Oh, sweet. Oh, and speaking of Secret War. Right, you need Secret Wars number 8, as I recall. You tell me.
I do. I want Secret Wars number 8, mainly because of the first appearance of the Black Suit.
What?
That didn't
happen. Signed or not signed?
I'd rather it be signed.
Okay, I'll see if it's in this collection.
I kind of like this book. I like it because it's the Hobgoblin. But who knows?
Driving me insane. All these in the book. These books in the bag backwards, and I'm having to pull the book on the board out and spin it around. It's bad enough they weren't taped.
I hate it when people bag their books like that. I have, I actually have the first books I started getting are all in silver cases. Because
I used to like to do mine in silver because I like the white around it.
Well, see, I didn't. Yeah, there's a little too much there sometimes. I thought it kind of bent too much. It was kind of also how I was storing stuff. I didn't have boxes because we didn't have anywhere to buy anything like that around here. Now I got my comics at Walden Books.
Oh.
And then I had nowhere to get boxes, so I was actually using, you know, those magazine boxes you can put in shelves.
Yeah.
That's what I was using for a while. But after a while of collecting, those kind of started filling up. And then I was using a footlocker that I had.
Hey, look, Sensational Spider-Man number 1, Media Blizzard part 1. Now I know where to start. Oh, and this has funky green color, like the one had pink. It's crazy.
I told you.
Uh-oh.
My phone's
buzzing. It's that time. Your phone's buzzing. I'm looking at my watch going, it's 3:30. It's time for me to go.
I'll be answering that phone later.
But it might be important.
It's Stan Lee.
He wants to know
if you found any of his books on.
I did. Does he want them back?
Yeah, he's like, those are mine.
Fair enough. And
his Ryan Sargent Stan Lee voice. Or in his just Stan Lee voice, because it's actually his. Ryan stole it.
Right, I was going to say, Stan, I think, 425 to 430? What's up with that? What happened to all those issues in between?
These are all pretty cool Spider-Man.
Oh, Amazing Spider-Man minus one?
Yeah, that's exciting. That's when he becomes Captain America.
Apparently, according to the cover. No, I think he's dreaming while reading Captain America.
Peter Parker's kind of weird.
I wouldn't mind. I want to come across that other minus one. I forget which one it was. I think it's where it's the story of his parents. I wouldn't mind reading that one again.
There is an annual about his parents.
But yeah, I have that one. But it was a minus one that was kind of their story.
You're getting going through a lot of 90s.
90s gold, man.
Yeah, I'm seeing some 90s Spider-Man.
That's what all this has been. Where you been? You've been watching with bated breath.
It was Scarlet Spider.
Oh, there we go. Rebirth of Elektra.
Oh, Elektra's right there. Isn't he on that cover? Elektra?
Well, that's the next one.
Oh, you're I'm going backwards. Yeah. This is weird. I'm confused.
I'm sorry. Okay, but we got to wrap up for this week because I got to go to my boy's Cub Scout
banquet. And I'm
burning
up at this window.
I know. I'm sorry it's so sunny here in February. I asked for cloudy and cold, but apparently somebody had a different
idea
thing going on. There will be, hopefully I get this up before then, but there will be a special sale on Wednesday because nobody decided to ship anything, and we're getting very, very little books. So, with rent due...
Yeah, it's not like you guys...
I figure... And sadly, my invoice is about the same because of all the reorders and stuff. But, so we will be having some sort of special sale. Stay tuned on on the website or on Facebook or on Twitter. I will let you know what's going on as soon as I figure it out. I will give you a hint right now, though. Apparently, it's supposed to be 64 degrees in February, which is rather an odd temperature to have. So typically, I do a special kind of sale
when that occurs. But this has nothing to do with the sale. He's just telling you what the temperature
is. Right,
yes.
This is your weather forecast.
Might be a little warm. come and get comic books. Who knows?
No, it won't be too warm. You'll want to come.
Yeah.
I'll make it worth your while. You might even buy a Stan Lee signed book that day.
And then you're going to have, for the actual non-Red Chair podcast, you're going to have a special guest.
Oh, that's right. Ron Mars is supposed to be calling in. So,
at least
we have a little warning on this one, so we'll try to come up with some questions. As opposed to the panic one we had last week when Bendis was going to call in. What?
He never did.
He never did. That's true.
Yeah, I called him out on that one.
Maybe next time. Okay, well, we'll talk at you later. See ya.